Far Infrared Sauna, use the promo code ONERADIO. ONERADIO, delivered 9:35 via FedEx on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. Marcus Rothkrantz, he is coming up. Stay right there.
Broadcasting worldwide from the beautiful hill country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, here we are, hour number two of our little show, OneRadioNetwork.com, and just been quite an interesting morning. It's you're listening to this on a podcast because, well, the live thing didn't work this morning. Telephone lines were down again. Just really silly. Mr. Rothkrantz, are you there? Marcus?
Hello?
Hello, Marcus, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good morning.
Good. I hear music in the background.
Yeah, that's all right. Now we have a little music playing. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Nice to talk to you. Thanks so much for working with us as we've been having all the gremlins, Marcus Rothkrantz, have been in and out of our little machines and computers and internet connections, all kinds of things. It's funny how that happens when you want to have some really cool stuff on, how the lower worlds maybe sometimes try to, you know, put some little things in our way.
Right. They don't want us to know this stuff.
Marcus Rothkrantz is there. His website is, let me spell it for you, M-A-R-K-U.
Oh, don't give him that one. Give him healanything.com. Okay. That's easier.
Oh, healanything.com.
Yeah.
Wow, you have quite an interesting resume, Marcus. Can I call you Marcus?
Yes, you can.
Here's some of the stuff I read on his bio. Check this out, folks. At age 9, Marcus gave a speech on exponential evolution. At 13, he built a 180-square-foot scale model of the entire Walt Disney World Magic Kingdom. By 15, he was making movies, on and on and on. Automotive design contest at 16. Man, what was going on when you were a little kid, Marcus? I mean, you were just you were just all over the place doing cool stuff. Why was that?
I got bored easily.
Yeah. How were you able to focus at that young age? That's interesting.
Well, I was an only child living in the middle of nowhere on a farm that was like 3 miles from the nearest house. So I was allergic to animals because I had a weak immune system. So I really had nothing else to do but to find ways to entertain myself. And I think that's part of why I am who I am today, because I couldn't be near my parents. They were on a horse farm, and they had to take off their clothes and change and vacuum 3 times. I was the boy in the plastic bubble. They couldn't get near me. And I really had to be by myself most of the time. And I went out to nature and sat in a field. And really what brought me up was the wind and the sun and the grass and you know, the truth of life and nature.
Wow.
And then I came back in the house, and television raised me for the rest of the time. And so it was kind of funny because it's the two extremes. On one end, you've got the truth of nature, and the other side, you've got the media/entertainment industry, which is a very powerful tool. And I learned at a young age that if you use that tool correctly, you can get to a lot of people, and you don't lecture them, you entertain them, you make them feel good, you give them, you know, that's why where people become receptive to the truth is when you make it not like school where it's not fun, because the truth is actually when you start becoming healthy and doing the right thing and becoming prosperous and everything, it's a joy that surpasses any stimulant you could have in this synthetic world.
Yeah. So did anything particular happen, Marcus, to move you on this plan and this vision of really helping people and doing what you do with your videos and your books and all that stuff? I mean, how did you know that you were doing this out of service and not out of ego?
I didn't. I didn't plan on doing this. I got into, when I was a kid, I wanted to become a scientist because I was all into theoretical physics and electronics and all that stuff. And I was almost going to go into the scientist route, but then I started realizing that certain formulas started contradicting themselves. I don't want to get into technical stuff, but I realized that everything that mankind was basing their logic on was all just based on opinion and thought and ideas and not really necessarily the truth. And then I started getting into quantum physics and realized you can change all that. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to start having fun. So I went in art school and then got went to Hollywood, started making movies because that's kind of cool and it's fun. And, you know, so sure. I followed the American dream, and I had the house, the woman, the wife, the car, the status. I was in Hollywood making lots of money. But I was dying and unhappy, and the whole dying thing kind of happened to me like throughout the first 30 years of my life, and I mean, it was bad. I never drank, smoked, did a drug. I never, to this day, have never touched a drop of alcohol in my life. I always tried to do the right thing, and yet by the time I was 27, I was literally dying. My heart was giving out. My liver was clogged. My kidneys were shot. Everything, I mean, I was wearing glasses thicker than the windshield of my car.
My goodness.
I was in bad relationship issues. I was cranky. I was just bleeding when I went to the bathroom. I mean, it was bad. It was like...
Boy, you really had it going on, didn't you?
Yeah, but I did everything I was supposed to. I got the good job. I got the pretty wife. I never drank. I never smoked. You know, so why was I messed up? And I realized, you know, I was doing everything modern society told me to do, and I realized that was the problem. You know, I was eating comfort food. I was eating bread and sugar and soft drinks and going to fast food joints and eating hamburgers and milkshakes and. And I didn't realize that the food was killing me. And the rat race, the going after, keeping up with the Joneses, you know, blah, blah, blah. All that stuff was the stress and the 9-to-5 and it was the whole package deal. I said, this is screwed up. So I gave it all up, went to the desert, literally, took my clothes off, and had my 40 days in the desert. I gave up everything I had. I literally gave it away or threw it away and had nothing. And I went out there. I had no more identity. And it was so cool because I was lying on a rock. And the middle of nowhere, and I said, I don't care if I die. I don't have a passport, a driver's license, an identity. I don't have to explain myself to anybody. I don't have an agenda. I don't have to be anywhere at 10 o'clock, 4 o'clock. This is it. And I am now a plant or an animal or a rock. That's what I am. I'm just like here existing, and nobody knows I'm here. And it was like the most incredible feeling you could ever have, knowing you don't have to be accountable for anything. You don't have to answer to anybody. You're just there. You're just existing, and you're just like there with like the rabbits and the birds and the mice.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, and it changed my life, and I came back, and I'm a different person. And I mean, when they say you find God or whatever you want to call it, it's the truth. It's the universe. This is the way things are, and nobody gets it until they actually don't care anymore, and they give up, and they walk away, and they let all that material stuff go. Now, here's the catch, or the interesting thing: you don't have to be poor. You don't have to like not have anything.
Right.
You just don't have to be attached to it. You can be highly successful. You know, I mean, you could live a really good life. You just don't have the trick is if your house burns down, if your car gets stolen, whatever it is, that it doesn't matter to you. It just doesn't matter. If your wife leaves you, your husband, whatever, it doesn't matter. You're the only one that's ever going to be there for you ultimately is you, and that's it. And everybody else comes and goes. Everything in your life comes and goes. And real health is not just what you put in your mouth. It's the whole package deal, your frame of mind and what's important to you. So really, when I realize this and you get this and you start living this, that's when you can only live the truth when you finally get it. And then the helping others part just happens naturally. It's just part of the package. You don't do it for ego reasons because you don't have an ego anymore. You just do it because...
That's the thing to do, right? It's the right thing to do.
You can't not live the truth when you finally get it. You know, yeah. It's the only way to be.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Isn't that you had the wherewithal and the energy and just to go out to that desert because you knew what was going on was not happening, was not working.
Yeah.
How long were you out in the desert?
40 days.
40?
I know it's cliche, but
You did the 40-day thing.
I did, yeah.
God love you. That is just terrific. And when was that? How long ago?
That was 1989.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That was back I mean, if you go on my website, you'll see the before and after pictures. When I was 27, I looked like I was 50, and now that I'm 50, I look like I'm 27. It's amazing that the transformation. You literally find the fountain of youth. All that stuff they talk about, all the things we want, the health, prosperity, the youth, it comes to you naturally when you start following the way you're supposed to live, and it's beautiful. You don't have to go running after stuff anymore. It comes to you.
So you don't have to go find a certain herb or something that's going to lengthen your telomeres, because you living in the flow or in the juice or whatever.
Nature's already figured it out.
You don't really age much at that point, do you?
No. See, nature's already figured everything out. That's the thing that people, they spend a lot of energy trying. I mean, I get this all the time, and that's why I put a video out a few weeks ago saying, don't bother me with your stupid medical questions, because people, they want to keep doing the stuff that they are addicted to, the comfort stuff. And then they look for some magic herb or some product that they, you know, what do I take for this? What do I take for that? And I said, that's not the answer. You can't just pop some magic herb or substance thinking it's going to heal you, and then you're going to keep doing the stuff that's bad for you that caused the problem in the first place. You got to stop doing what caused it, clean yourself out, I mean a serious life cleansing, and then you only put good stuff back in, and the herbs and all that, you know, that's all part of it. But
sure. You
can't just take a magic herb and think it's going to heal you of whatever it is you've got. It doesn't work that way.
It's so funny, Marcus, because I've been around, you know, in the health business for, you know, talking about health for 30 years. And a lot of us natural folks, we've taken on that whole magic pill syndrome,
Yeah. Looking
for a magic pill, as you said. Even the natural folks, right? They're looking for this herb.
Yeah, that's why I wrote my book, Heal Yourself 101, because, you know, I'm a raw foodist, and people, there's a lot of raw foodists out there who claim, they have like this attitude, I'm better than you, especially vegetarians and vegans. It's funny, because I was vegetarian, I still got sick. I was vegan, I still got sick. And then the raw foodist thing, and then I wrote the book listing the 20 major problems or things that people do wrong when they go raw food, thinking that they're just because they're not eating animals or they're not cooking their food that they're healthy, but they're still human and they're still doing the things that, see, it's human nature to try to do what you can get away with right to the very edge, because you know, like one of the big things is sugar. Everybody's addicted to sweet stuff, and so the raw foodists, their whole diet, if you look at the recipe books, it's all desserts. It's all like, I made cheesecake out of cashews and lemon. I made, you know, and it's all like parfaits and desserts and smoothies. It's all fruit and smoothie and like sweet stuff, mangoes and dates. And I go, well, where's the greens? Where's the green juices and the healthy stuff, the salads? Oh, I have my token salad, blah, 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 you know. But it's not balanced in nature. Everything is, there's a lot of bitter stuff in nature, and you need bitter to create stomach acid and to have your system work right. Your hormones don't get created, your adrenals, it's all connected, your stomach acid affects your adrenals, which affects your energy, which affects your thyroid, which affects your everything. So if you don't have things the way you find them in nature, you're going to be imbalanced. A lot of people are living in, even the quote-unquote healthy people, they're still cheating. They're still trying, they're doing what they can get away with because they like the comfort zone. And they're still going to have problems. That's why a lot of quote-unquote raw foodists are getting wrinkles and losing their hair and their teeth are falling out because it's all sugar. They're really not really living the way nature intended.
Yeah, that's great. I've known David Wolf, who I'm sure you know or of. Uh-huh. He's just a really solid guy. I love him, and raw food guy. And I was really into him 4 or 5 years ago and just doing a lot of fruit smoothies. Boy, I was just packing away, right? This is what I was doing, Marcus. And I went to the dentist and just had a little checkup. And, I had 10, count
there
them,
you go.
Cavities. Yeah. I mean, just little bitty ones. But she said, Patrick, whatever you're doing, I don't think you should do this anymore.
Yeah.
It was a trip, you know. Uh-huh. Oh, boy, that fruit boy, I mean, it'll get you if you can. So you've been a raw food guy for a while, and you do good on it, though. I mean, you look great.
Yeah, well, you just have to know, you just have to understand the balance of everything, and that's why I wrote the book, so people can get it. It's not that hard. It's really simple. I mean, if you look at a gorilla or a monkey or, you know, they eat, you know, like a gorilla is 5 times stronger than a human. They don't eat meat, so obviously there goes the whole protein myth. What do they eat? They eat like figs and leaves. They eat a lot of leaves. So, you know, half their diet is green leafy stuff. I can guarantee you most people out there, their half the diet is not green leafy stuff. It's mainly fruit and carbs and you know, even the raw foodists, they're hooked on like the raw quote unquote cereals and grains and the what falls into the carb category, things that are crunchy and make them feel good, dehydrated stuff. It tastes good. People eat stuff because of the texture and the taste, not because of what it does for you, you know. And you have to kind of get back to, well, maybe we should eat what's good for us, not necessarily what always tastes good.
We're talking with Marcus Rothkrantz. And so you said healanything.com, is that it? Sorry.
Yeah, healanything.com.
Healanything.com. That's the one to send folks to. He also has a book called Heal Yourself 101. He has quite a story. Interesting man and great energy. And I'm sure we're going to talk about a lot of fun stuff here this hour. Sorry that the whole live thing was not happening this morning. I mean, it's just been a series of, it's been hilarious what's been going on since we returned from our little spiritual adventure that we do two or three times a year. With my spiritual path, and it's just funny how it works. So it's pretty cool. But we'll be back live in the morning with Andrew Goss, I suspect, as long as we can work things out. I agree with Marcus, and we've said many times on the show, I think where we're going as soul, as spiritual beings, is healing ourselves, working with spirit or God, however you want to say it, changing our own. This is just my opinion, our own DNA. Changing everything, protecting ourselves with our thoughts and our imagination and our will. And right now, we're just using things like what we promote on our website as tools because they're good. And I suspect someday they might not be available. Who knows what's going on in the world? Or they might not be needed or so because we just do it with God and the Son. But right now, they're little crutches. We're conscious of the crutches that we're using, and it's neat, and they're gifts from God, and that would be things like the six-hour colostrum that we promote, Daniel Vitalis, really, really nice product, pure six-hour colostrum, really beneficial for the immune system, and it actually works both ways often, where it can raise it or lower it. It's kind of an adaptogen kind of a thing. I like to mix it with whey protein. This One World Whey, folks, are really gaga over this for a couple of reasons. One, it's raw. Two, it is grass-fed. And three, the moo cows are actually raised, I know it's hard to believe, by Amish farmers. That's true. Raw, grass-fed whey, One World Whey. So even if you're lactose or casein kind of intolerant or sensitive, you don't have any of that going on. You look at that amino acid profile. Check this out, too, if you want to get a little protein in there, 30 grams per serving, and a serving is 30 grams, and the protein is 25. So that's pretty powerful punch. Look at the ingredients. It's never been heated. It is raw. It is grass-fed. You can click an order right through oneradionetwork.com, and you're going to be, I think you're going to enjoy those two products. The Rebound Air, we offer it on oneradionetwork.com, and Al Carter's here. He's the head of the company and one of the foremost experts on rebounding. We had a cancer doctor on, Al, not long ago that talked about how they use the health bounce, standing on the mat alone, not even leaving the mat, for lymphatic drainage with cancer patients. Why is that?
Well, the lymphatic system is filled with millions of one-way valves, and as you jump up and down without the feet even leaving the mat, those one-way valves are opening and closing. When you have a million of one-way valves opening and closing 100 times a minute, you are actually cleaning out the entire body. It's like an internal vacuum cleaner.
Seems amazing that you can really have health benefits, something so fun and easy as just standing there bouncing up and down. But it can be done, right, Al Carter?
Yeah, it can be done. In fact, children love to jump up and down on anything and everything, including brothers and sisters. Rebound exercise is just the ideal thing for keeping children healthy.
The Rebound Air Rebounder. We think the best with a lifetime warranty. Click and order, front page, or in our store, oneradionetwork.com.
We hope you're enjoying the program on One Radio Network, sponsored by usgoldcoins.com. At usgoldcoins.com, we provide the best in gold and silver coins, and we've been doing so for over 30 years. Perhaps you're a first-time investor to gold and silver. Perhaps you've been considering adding physical wealth to your portfolio. If you've had any hesitancies at all about looking into this market, now would be a great time to give us a call. 1-800-878-2646 or log on at usgoldcoins.com. We'd be happy to help educate you and provide you with the best in gold and silver coins. Call us today at 1-800-878-2646. Whether you're a seasoned investor or a first-time person to the entire market of gold and silver, we want to be your resource. And you can reach us toll-free, 1-800-878-2646.
And here we are, October 23rd, 2012, at 10:22 a.m. I always like to do that because when you listen to a podcast, it doesn't make much sense when you give the price of gold. $1,711. It's down 20 bucks today. Not sure what's going on, but we'll get some more information with Andrew tomorrow. Silver's down considerably too, about 2%. The dollar is up big time today. Well, it makes sense. They're printing more dollars, so I mean they should be worth more. Wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. Crude oil is down $2.38, and there you have it from U.S. Gold Coins, Andrew Goss's company. There's a lot of people out there that says they can help you with gold and silver. He doesn't deal in bullion. He only deals in real American money. It's a private transaction. There are no 1099s. Gold and silver coins, real American money. So just keep that in mind. His phone number is 800-468-2646, Andrew Goss.
Know the source. One Radio Network. Know the source.
The source.
OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, sorry about not being able to do the live thing this morning, but just the whole setup wasn't working. We'll work it out with with Live 365 later today, and hopefully we're going to be all happy tomorrow. Interesting man, Marcus Rothkrantz. It is Heal. Oh, I'm sorry, I lost my notes here. I turned the page. HealAnything.com. His latest book is Heal Yourself 101. Marcus, thanks for being here this morning. Why do you think we age? Why do you think our body ages?
Well, what we call aging is normal. That's why I wrote my second book, Heal Your Face, because I realized nobody really cares about health unless they have some bad disease or they look in the mirror and realize they're aging and they want to do something about. And it's really vanity is really the only reason people, I mean, they do everything to try to heal the symptoms, but they don't really realize the cause. So that's why I wrote the book. See, in nature, if you go in the woods and look at a deer, for example, walking in the woods, you don't see gray-haired, bald, fat deer.
Yeah.
Animals don't. What we call aging isn't normal in the wild. The only animals that get that stuff, that get the diseases and the aging symptoms, are the ones that are fed by man, live with man, or eat garbage left over by man. In nature, animals look beautiful until they die. And the things that we consider aging, you know, and also that's the other thing. If you're healthy, you're not supposed to spend the last 40, 50 years of your life slowly declining in health and vitality, and then you're just miserable vegetable that's a burden on the rest of society, and then you die. That's not normal. You're supposed to be totally alive and vital and keeping up with everybody right to your, you know, 2 days before you die. And you know, the losing the hair and the gut and the gray and the balding, and that's not normal. The wrinkles, even the wrinkles, is that's the cross-linking of the proteins in your face. You're not having, the collagen structure isn't working anymore. You're not absorbing silica into your system because your stomach acid is too weak because you're eating foods that are not causing your stomach acid to form right. So it's all connected, but it's all health. And the Chinese have known this for 3,000 years. They've got to the point to where they could actually look at your face and tell what's wrong with you without doing any like mechanical testing. And thousands of years ago, if in China, if a doctor didn't heal you, he didn't get paid. And if the emperor's physician didn't heal him, he got beheaded. So they had to know really quick what worked and what didn't. And they had thousands of years to perfect it. And after, you know, hundreds of thousands of patients or millions of patients, you start to see a pattern after a while. And they got to the point where they could actually look at you physically and within seconds know what's wrong with you. So what I did with the book, Heal Your Face, is I trained people how to physically look in the mirror and right away know what's wrong with you. And just like with acupuncture and acupressure, and you know, you touch certain parts of your hand and your feet where it's connected to organs, like, same thing with your face. Different parts of your face are connected to different parts of your body, different organs. So if, let's say, your liver's clogged because you're eating crappy food, or your kidneys because you're not, you know, you're eating too many proteins or sugars or whatever it is, it will affect, it will show up in your face. If your kidneys start going, you start having bags and wrinkles under your eyes. If your liver starts going, you start having crow's feet and frown marks. It's all connected. If your colon starts going, you start getting those nasolabial folds, those lines, that those dark creases, deep creases that go from the side of your nose down the side of your mouth. And you can tell if it's the ascending, transcending, or descending colon just by looking at what part of the crease is the deepest, because those nerve endings are connected. You've got, you have the same number of teeth as you have vertebrae, and there's a reason for that, because it's all connected. So if you have a tooth going out, let's say it's tooth 17, your vertebrae 17 is connected to that, and I guarantee you that's, there is either you're pinching vertebrae 17 or there is lack of life force, because say that particular nerve goes to an organ. If it's your liver, your kidney, gallbladder, whatever it is, if that life force of that organ is being depleted because you're not treating it right, then the nerve connected to that is going to have weak, sending weak energy signals up through your spine to your tooth. The tooth is getting fed weak energy, so it starts, its immunity starts going down, and it's that's the tooth that starts decaying. Like, why does one tooth decay but not the one next to it? Because the, that one tooth doesn't have the life force to defend itself anymore. Teeth are living things; they have circulation and everything in them. So once you start realizing all these things, your eyes, your teeth, your nose, everything is connected and what it's connected to, and you start looking at it, and you say, oh, well, because of this, that means my liver, my kidney's not working right. Well, why is my liver and kidney not working right? And then I take them through the steps in the book as to, well, what causes those to go down? It's usually diet and lifestyle. So you can reverse engineer your problems, and just by looking at yourself. You know, you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to have expensive tests. And it's probably the most accurate way anyway. And so I walk people through.
You walk through the whole thing and heal your face.
Right, yeah. And it's a self-healing. And actually, and by doing that, you actually start seeing these things that you think are irreversible. They start to go away. For example, let's say you don't sleep for 3 days. You look terrible. You got wrinkles under your eyes. Your face looks, you literally look 10, 20 years older, right? Well, when you finally get to sleep and you catch up, those wrinkles start going away. So that proves right there that wrinkles are reversible. So why do our wrinkles not go away? Because we keep doing the same thing every day, the same food, the same lifestyle habits, the same, I mean, you can time it to the clock. 8 o'clock I do this, 9 o'clock I do this, I eat the same breakfast, then I have the same, you know, routine, the same whatever it is, and that's why your face and your body and your life and your health is the result of what you've been doing over and over and over on a daily basis for your whole life. And if you could change that, then those symptoms will change too. And it's not that hard. I mean, you can reverse all that crap that we call aging. And literally, I mean, you can look at my picture on you know, the before and after. It speaks for itself. I mean, it is the fountain of youth. It is the way, the only way you're ever going to heal. It's not going to come from creams or plastic surgery because you're still rusting away underneath. There's nothing temporary that you can do. You can't fix it from the outside. True healing comes from the inside. You got to fix the problem and heal from a deep level to fix your face and your aging, whatever it is, to become a new person. And it's really easy, and it's totally a thrill when you start seeing it start to happen.
And Marcus, where do you live?
I live right now in Las Vegas because I love the desert and I need sun.
Oh,
I like palm trees, and I do whatever I want, and that's. That actually brings me to the next book, The Prosperity Secret.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, too.
Yeah, it's really about doing what you want and having a great time because, and I don't go to the casinos or anything. I mean, I just like the desert, and I like just being free where there's sunlight and palm trees and blue sky. And you know, why do people live where it's freezing cold and miserable and wet and gray And I ask these people, where would you want to be if you had the money? They go, I'd be in Hawaii or Bali or Fiji. I said, well, why don't you go there? It's four times cheaper than, you know, the tropical paradises are always cheaper than, like, living in a brick house in Toronto where it snows. And
well, let me ask you, and stick to the face a second, because I'm with your background in movies and entertainment and all of that, I'm sure you run into lots and lots of ladies who want to look younger, right, over the years and in your current work. What kind of reactions, and how do you manifest getting the information to the ladies who are so used to spending $1,000 on makeup and all this stuff? What kind of tools do you use to kind of get some aha moments from ladies who...
Well, the first thing you do is you just let them run their course. They're very determined to take the shortcut route, and they spend lots of money. I mean, I did the same thing years ago. I spent thousands of dollars a month on supplements, you know, whatever the big trendy fad was, shark cartilage or whatever it is. You know, I'd take it and I'd say, ah, that's it, I'm going to get better now. And I never got better. I just got poorer because I spent all this money. And the same thing with plastic surgery and creams and going to the day spa and having like lasers put on your face and everything. You know, it's like, let them do it. Let them go through all this stuff, because it's the only way they're going to realize it doesn't work. It's just let them do it. Spend the money and the time, and then after they get depressed and they go, okay, I don't know what to do, then they come crawling to me and they say, all right, I'm ready to do what it really takes. And then I go, okay, now I've got your attention, because before you just wanted the pill, the shortcut, you know, like spend $1,000 to get some laser treatment. People, when they're ready, their whole frame of mind changes. So that's the first step, is you have to be willing to do what it takes, the right thing. And that means a lifestyle change. It means doing, like, not just following the comfort, instant gratification route anymore. It means long-term. It means doing the right thing and getting long-term results and becoming a whole new person. And a lot of that, and it doesn't matter if it's your money, your wealth, your relationships, you have to be willing to give up everything that you consider valuable and start over with a whole new living system. And then, when you're in that frame of mind, that's when the miracles start to happen, and your whole life just literally changes overnight. I mean, everything. Your old ways drop away. Even the people that are negative and draining you, they drop away, and new people come in, new insights, new ways of doing things, the tools that you need. Everything comes to you automatically at that point, because you're attracting it. You're ready for it.
Hmm. Boy, just nothing like 40 days in the desert, brother.
No, I mean, it's what everybody at some point, and that's what's happening with this country and the world right now, is everybody's having the stuff that they consider valuable taken away from them.
Yes.
It's the best thing that could ever happen, is have their house taken away, have their car repossessed, have their job, have them be fired or laid off, whatever. It's the best thing that could happen, because I guarantee you that was not their dream house. That was not their dream job. That was not their dream car. And their relationship they're with, and is probably, they're arguing, they're unhappy. And I said, so why are people spending their entire life working their butt off for something they don't like? And they're just, you know, it's like, take it away and start over. And then when you make we'll talk about this about the prosperity thing in a minute, but yeah, it's all connected. It's like, you got to get rid of the things that you're hanging on to, just like food. People have so much trouble letting go of the bread and the cheese and the carbs and the crackers and the cereal and the feel-good stuff, that, you know, they think that if they don't have that anymore, they're not going to be happy, that they're going to be lacking some kind of pleasure in their life. And they don't realize what's waiting for them right around the corner is 1,000 times better. But they're hanging on to this dysfunctional crap that is keeping them back in something that's not. That's why the whole system's collapsing. That's why it's not the government's fault. The country, the world, is the result of 5 billion people making the same decisions, and it's all based on comfort and instant gratification. That's why it's collapsing, because we're choosing the wrong stuff. We vote with our wallets. We vote with what we buy. When you go to the grocery store, what are you buying? I'll bet you it's stuff that tastes good. You're not buying it because it's good for you. You're buying it because you like the texture and the taste. You know, and that's the way humans are. They're always doing the thing to make them feel good for the next 4 hours. They don't care what it does in the long run, like tomorrow, next week, or next year. But if you change all that, that's the new world, and that's where what I'm all about, and saying the party, that's the real party, and that's where the fun begins.
So often we hear people, Marcus, that oh, I can't tell you how many over the years of people that, like yourself, they were just sick and tired, and the old saying, they were sick of being sick and tired until, and so humans sometimes have to go through that, like you said, I guess before they change. So
right.
So this is what you see going on in the world with foreclosures and people losing their jobs. This is all part of the plan of just helping folks wake up?
Yep, it has to be. I mean, nature it is a beautiful self-balancing mechanism. It like water, it finds its you know, it always finds the leveling out thing. Like nature has been around a lot longer than we have. It's been around for billions of years, and whatever doesn't work isn't around anymore. The only thing that's left in nature is stuff that works. It's been perfected. So why are we trying to always improve upon nature? Why are we trying to take a beautiful, perfect food nutritional source that every other life form on the planet just eats it, just goes right up to the plant, munches it, and swallows it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what do? We go, well, no, I don't think we should be, we need to like take this and cut it up and then boil it and then saute it and then fry it and then freeze it, microwave it, whatever it is, you know, cook it, mix it with other things, and then, you know, take all the life force out of it and turn it into something that's not even anything resembling what it was in nature, and then we're able to eat it. You know, if you take an apple, for example, this is a simple example. You take an apple and you plant it in the ground, you know, you get an apple tree after a while because there's seeds in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the way it's designed. If you eat an apple, you get healthy. If you bake the apple or you heat it, you cook it, you make a pie out of it, you whatever it is that people always do, and then you plant that baked apple in the ground, what happens? Nothing. No tree, no life. Why? Because you killed it. You take no life force out of it. So now we're eating dead food. And then we wonder why we're slowly rotting away, because the food that we're eating is dead. There's no life force in it. It's not the way nature designed. So we're always taking the stuff that's in nature, trying to improve upon it, or change it, alter it, and all we're doing is deviating off the beautiful perfection that nature's already figured out millions of years ago, and we're trying to do something different with it. And that's why we're having all these problems. And it's really simple. The answer is always in nature. For whatever it is, this is what I learned when I was out there, was no matter what you have in your life, if you health, relationships, money, whatever it is, the answer is in nature. The natural patterns are out there, and the only thing that's out that is in nature is stuff that works. And if your answer to everything is literally right there in front of your face, if you just open to it.
Marcus Rothkranz is with us, OneRadioNetwork.com. Patrick Timpone, we're live here every morning, 9 to 11 o'clock Central Time on this October 23rd morning. We weren't able to go live because our provider, Live 365, is having some big issues out there, but we hopefully will be back live tomorrow on the 24th of October. But you're enjoying this podcast, and don't forget, everything is free here on One Radio Network. You can pass on these podcasts. If you click that little like button on this podcast for Marcus, it goes to your Facebook and your Facebook friends. And I don't know how it all works, but it works. So click the like button if you like an interview like this one, and it'll pass it on to people, and they can get turned on. Marcus, we know, of course, that angst and fear and worry and the rest of it affects our health. I mean, we know that over the years. It's no longer just a theory, right? So do you then suspect that this positive energy, this life force that you've been talking about the last 40 minutes, knowing that you're healthy, believing you're healthy, knowing that you're doing the right thing, is changing your DNA as well to the better?
Yes, that's actually in my book. People should read the book, The Genie in Your Genes.
The Genie in Your Genes.
Yeah, it was done by a guy who won several Nobel Prizes on the subject matter. They've proven scientifically that you can change your DNA within seconds.
Yeah.
just by the way you think.
I know that's true, brother, and I don't know how, but I know that's true.
Yeah, and they've proven it scientifically. And it's really, it's a fascinating book. And basically, when I hear people say, you know, the cop-out of, oh, it's genetics, I have my problems, there's nothing I can do about it, I got from my mom and dad. That is, I'm ready to throw up. I said, that, you know, stop blaming other people. Start taking responsibility for your life. So you got a clunker, okay? You can fix, look at these people who fix up old cars and make beautiful show things out of them, right? What you inherit is one thing, what you do with it is another. It's called rebuilding. And the way you rebuild anything, a car, a house, your body, your life, is you strip down all the crap and you sandblast it down so there's no more rust and rotting stuff. And then you rebuild, you clean it out, and then you rebuild it with good new stuff. And nature, your DNA, your blueprint of your functioning system is in there. And nature always will do what works, and it will always figure out the way to do it right if you give it a chance. And people who try to blame others or their parents or their, you know, that, forget that. As long as you know that you can become a new you, you are not your parents. You are you. You do what you want with your life. You know, your job is not to follow in the footsteps of someone else. Your job is to be you and show the world that you can become something new and different and improve the world, improve yourself, your body. And that's when the fun begins, is when you become a living showcase, a testimonial that you can improve your life and be better than you were before. And that's kind of what evolution's all about, is figuring a better way to do it. And
yeah, because I've often thought, Marcus, about, say, the cockroach, where they spray chemicals on them, right? And then the cockroaches are smart enough to change their DNA.
Right.
And, you know, so their babies won't be killed by the same chemical. Now, come on, if they can do it, we can do it.
Well, they're finding that now. You know, that's the whole GMO thing, and is a joke, because the plants that they were trying to kill with Roundup are now immune to it, and they're coming back twice as strong in the cornfields. And nature always wins. You will always win. You can never, ever beat nature. It'll laugh you in the face and kill you because it will always win. So why try to fight it? Why try to change it? Just ride the wave. Nature is your, if you're on the side of nature, it'll be your best friend and your ally, and you'll be, you know, fully alive. And that's the whole point, is to not, I mean, why spend all your energy trying to fight something when it can actually help you? You know, it's silly. So
okay.
The genetics thing is a joke. Yeah. And
isn't it fascinating? God love them. You know, the medical community now, they're really getting into the gene thing, but they want to do it with drugs and testing and manipulating genes and all this stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Boy, God love them. All right, stay right there. Marcus Rothkrantz. It is healanything.com. And if you click on his website, got a lot of cool stuff here. Heal Your Face, Raw Vegan Muscle. And so on this last segment, I want to touch into the whole prosperity, the money. He's got a book on solar, and I'm real interested in that, and I know more and more of you are, and we'll talk about that. So a lot of cool things to come here with Marcus Rothkrantz right after these commercial announcements. So many benefits of rebound exercise. Al Carter's here. He's one of the foremost authorities on rebound exercise. Al, what about the lymph system and overall health with jumping? What have you learned about it over the years?
The lymphatic system can be stimulated by jumping up and down, and because it's filled with one-way valves. As long as the lymphatic system is circulating properly, it's practically impossible to get sick. If the lymphatic system stops circulating for just 24 hours, death will occur.
Death will occur. So that's why we say you can stand on the mat and not even jump up, leave the mat, the health bounce, and it's still effective.
The most important exercise you can do is the health bounce, where you bounce up and down without the feet even leaving the mat. That's because it is cleaning out the body while you are just moving up and down, oscillating.
The Rebound Air Rebounder. We think the best with a lifetime warranty. Click and order, front page, or in our store, oneradionetwork.com. Okay, silica is so important. Silica is just an amazing thing. We've talked to organic gardeners over the years and talked about getting actually silica into the soil with different amendments if you're low, and then the silica actually, Rudolf Steiner talked about getting information from the planets And because silica is information, that's what they use with silicone chips. Pretty cool. It's all tied in together. It's all one thing. Vitality Herbs and Clay, they offer this pyrophyllite clay that's up in the northwest. Michael lives, I don't know exactly what city it is, but he's up there in Oregon. He actually moved his whole company there because of this clay, and it's different from bentonite. Michael says he loves all clays, so he doesn't poo-poo any of them. No, he loves them all. But the pyrophyllite clay, he preferred these over just a clay guy, and he really liked this clay. So he moved his whole company and got involved with this clay, and it's just the structure of his business. He's got a lot of cool herbs that are very finely crafted and synergistically put together with this special kind of capsules made out of mushrooms, not even vegan caps, certainly not the cow moo cow caps. But this clay is the structure of his business. And you can take this clay internally. It gets out a lot of yuck stuff out of the intestines, as Dietrich Klinghardt has taught us. And it is very keen and it's very smart, and it doesn't take out nutrients and vitamins and minerals. Very intelligent, this clay. It's pyrophyllite clay, and it's available right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com.
Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Having fun talking with Marcus Rothkranz and HealAnything.com. So Marcus, do you tell us a little bit about your life before we dig into prosperity and solar. Do you go around and do workshops and events and other than writing? Is that how you get your word out?
Yeah, when I feel like it. I don't do a lot of them because I just kind of basically do what I want. I just got back from Germany where I talked at the Vegan Congress in Hamburg. You know, if it's big enough and there's enough people, I'll show up. But pretty much I just do what I want, and the word gets out because word of mouth is better than any hyped-up advertising. I mean, there's a company here in town that sells, they started with shoes, and they're a $1 billion company now. And they're called Zappos, and they basically got that way because of customer service and word of mouth. They don't have any advertising budget. And I learned something from business that really you can spend all the money you want advertising, taking ads and things, but if you have a great product, if you have something people believe, if it does actually change people's lives, yeah. I guarantee you they're going to tell other people and they're going to tell people. And so you just sit back and let the magic of the truth, you know, do it for you, and that's what I'm doing. I don't have to do a lot of running around and advertising and yelling and doing lectures and things. It just works. So you do your best,
and you just don't have attachment of the results, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So what do you think of spiritually on a grand scale? I know you have a book out called The Prosperity Secret going on in 2012. That's interesting and insightful to this whole idea of prosperity. What do you think's going on these days?
Well, what's happening is the old stuff that doesn't work anymore is being taken away. And that's just something that has to happen at some point in the natural progress of life, is that whatever doesn't work is at some point not going to be able to work anymore. And we've been spending, especially America, has been spending most of our energy on patching symptoms and patching problems. Like if we have rust, we just paint over it. If there's something eating away from inside, we don't tear apart the wall to see what's causing it. We just patch it up and put some lipstick or gloss or, you know, some kind of beauty thing on top. And that doesn't work, because eventually your foundation is could just crumble, and that's what's happening. The foundation that we've been closing our eyes to has crumbled, and the system that we've been basing our lives on, which is instant gratification, just it doesn't work anymore. So everything that doesn't work is going away, and it's in all categories. It's in why you're here, it's your relationships, it's your health, it's your money, it's everything. And everything that doesn't work is being taken. That's why a lot of people are dying right now, because they're old school. It's not going to work anymore. They can't play the new game. Even my dad, for example, back years ago, when he was in his mid-70s, he had aggressive prostate cancer, and they told him, you know, he don't have a lot of time left, you need to do chemo and radiation. And he said, no way, I'm not doing that, because I know people die and from that. And so I told him, I said, look, if you want to, do you want to live or you want to die? He said, I want to live. Oh, good, that's your first choice. Secondly, you realize you have to change everything that caused this problem. It means you have to stop eating the thing, or doing, like, no more meat, no more alcohol, no more potatoes, all that crap, the bread, the cheese, it's got to stop. And you got to clean yourself out. That means, like, you know, a month of enemas and juicing and the serious stuff that you don't want to do. But are you willing to do that? He goes, yeah. And within 30 days, his PSA went from 250 to zero. Cancer was completely gone, completely zero.
My God.
And that was in his late 70s. Now, normally people in their late 70s, they don't want to change. They're stuck. They want to keep eating their little, you know, their favorite stuff, whatever it is, their English muffins or whatever their routine is every day. They don't want to change it. It's their little comfort zone. And that's the key right there, is are you willing to stop doing that stuff you've been doing, that pattern you've evolved your whole life, and do a radical life change? And, I mean, do you want to live or die? That's what it boils down to. Because eventually it's going to catch up to you.
Marcus, what do you think, in your experience, in your writings and work with people, that a few of the things and thought beliefs or maybe thoughts or feelings that folks have about money is the reason why they keep saying, I don't have enough?
Right. And that's why I explain it in the book. That's a big, big, big part of it. I mean, we were brought up right from, I mean, your whole life has been told that money is evil, rich people are bad, and you know, it's, money is just a piece of paper. It means nothing. It's what, you know, you're right. Your programming is a big part of it. The first thing you have to do is reprogram what your whole vision or your whole way of you look at things, that money is not what you go after. It's a side effect of thinking the right way and living the right way. It's supposed to come to you. You don't go after it. You ever notice when you go after somebody that you're attracted to, if you go after them, you're just going to push them away. You become,
sure,
like a stalker, right?
Right, right.
It's the same thing with money, same thing with everything. Anything you go after, anything you want really bad, you're going to push it away because you want it too much. And you ever notice when you don't want something anymore, that's when it comes to you?
Sure.
Well, the trick is it's not the wanting part, it's the needing part. When you don't need it anymore, it comes to you on a silver platter. It's delivered to you in truckloads. And that is kind of the secret to everything, is you got to first work on yourself. You got to get to the point internally where you don't need anything anymore. You're tired of the crap of being in any kind of relationship, either health, personal or financial or whatever it is, that you get to the point where you say, I've had it, I'm not taking this crap anymore, and I'm out of here. And when you get to that point, whatever relationship you're having, the other person's going to say, they're going to look at you differently, and they're going to say, oh, and then they change. You know, if whatever is meant to be, that if it's meant to stay with you, it will stay with you. If it's been holding you back, draining you, or not really that good for you, it'll fall away. That's the magic of having that moment of your life where you go, I've had it, I'm out of here. The minute you are able to drop your need for anything, all the crap that you don't need will automatically fall away. And your true friends will always be with you.
Yeah.
Whatever, or nature, the good stuff that's good for you will stay with you.
That's a perfect, excuse me for interrupting, but I'm short on time, but that's a perfect lead-in, because I wanted to plug your last book, Solar Power for Me.
It's not a book, it's a DVD.
Oh, DVD, oh, great. So,
yeah.
Quick story, my sweetheart who works on the show, Sharon, up in Ohio, Duke Energy wanted to put in a smart meter, right? And she didn't want this thing because we've done shows on them. But they just, they said, man, you got to have it. They shut off her electricity.
Yeah.
And so we didn't want to the PUC and all this stuff. And they weren't going to budge. So we just had to turn back on. So now, and she said exactly that, Marcus, I just don't want a relationship with these people anymore because they're not nice. So we're doing we're going to get her on solar. And we've got some panels and we found some really nice batteries. So this is what we're doing, is we just don't want to have a relationship with this company anymore. So in your DVD, what kind of things are you showing people how to do with the solar? Because we're going to get this, because I think this will help us put this system together.
It's kind of the if you've never under it's kind of an introduction to the whole thing for people who don't have any clue. They're kind of interested in it, but they don't really know. So it's kind of it walks you through the basics of it. In other words, the battery system, which I tried, the inner tie thing is even better because you don't have to deal with the maintenance of the batteries and all that crap. And I also talk about. It's not how much horse. A lot of American philosophy is it's about generating horsepower. It just fight the problem with power. You know, it's like no, it's not how much wattage or volts or power you create. It's how smart you are with what little you do generate. So you don't have to fill a whole property full of solar panels. It's how smart are you with a little bit of power that you create with just a few panels. And insulation and thermal mass is a huge part of that. So I walk people through the basics of what that is. And, you know, and it's a real simple way of creating
real
energy.
Basic thing for folks who are interested, but they don't really know how this all works.
Right. And and I have my house is all hooked up that way. So I walk them through it. And I show them, you know, look, I'm a normal guy. I'm real busy. I don't have a lot of time. So if I can do this, so can you. And look at how cool this is and how and it's really neat because solar panels, they don't make any noise. There are no moving parts. They just sit there quietly. They're pretty to look at. And literally, it's like a car battery. It's a plus and a minus. That's it. It creates 12 volts. How simple is that, you know? And then you put them together. It's basic mathematics. And you have a charge controller that controls it. And then whatever you do after that, it's like, okay, is it going into a battery system so it stores power? Or are you feeding it back to the power company? And that's kind of the little snicker fun thing where you generally become your own power company. And you just, whatever power you suck from the power company, you just kind of put it back.
And it turns it backwards.
Yeah, and they don't even know about it. So it's kind of cool. It's because, like, so you get, like, a power bill of, like, $12 or something, you know. And as long as you don't produce more power than you need, the power company will never know that you have these things. And, you know, I don't promote anarchy here, but the point is that, you know, what if the power goes out? And, you know, that's the whole basis of kind of what I tell people. Let's say the worst happens. Let's say the economy collapses. How are you going to live if there's no more grocery stores or restaurants? Where are you going to eat? You know, when I tell people that, my documentary, Free Food and Medicine, it's all about the wild plants growing in your neighborhood, and I show people how the wild stuff growing through the cracks in the sidewalk are actually better for you than anything you buy in the organic section at the grocery store. And it's free, and it's all around you in the neighborhood. So I walk people around and I say, once you realize dandelions are edible and some of the best liver cleansing medicine you can have, then you realize you're never going to starve. No matter what happens to the economy, you're never, ever going to starve. You'll always be taken care of thanks to the beauty of nature.
Are there things out in the desert that you can...
Yes, there's a whole section. DVD number one, it's a 5-DVD set. DVD one, it's all about desert plants here in the Mojave, and some of the most powerful medicine you could ever have comes from the desert. And like chaparral, which just looks like a tumbleweed, it's one of the most powerful cancer fighters there is. It has mitosis inhibitors. It cells can't duplicate or spread or double when you have a mitosis inhibitor, and that's what chaparral is. And there's a bunch of plants out there. I mean, you could live in the desert. That I did. Hell, I was out there for 40 days. You know,
What did you eat when you were out there?
No, I didn't eat very much at all. I mean, it's called fasting. It's something you're supposed to do when you're going on your spiritual cleansing. But the point is that once you realize it doesn't matter where you are on planet Earth, there's always something that will take care of you. You can literally walk or travel the Earth naked and be taken care of. You don't need a bank account. You don't need a food and a house and a car. I mean, it's great to have that stuff. But the point is, if you're ever without it, you'll know how to survive easily. And not only that, but have a great time. And I mean, I had a friend who literally went to Hawaii, lived in the jungle like a monkey. All he ate was mangoes and papayas and coconuts. He laid on the beach all day. And after 6 months, he got so bored, he went back to society. But the point is, you could do that. You don't need money to be in paradise and have a great time.
Well, what were you raised in a particular religion, Marcus, when you were a little kid?
No, my parents were Catholic, but they never made me go to church or anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you didn't have to get rid of a lot of years of guilt or so.
Well, I mean, we all have that. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just part of programming, and my grandmother, like, force-fed me the Bible and things. And, you know, it was kind of interesting because I just, okay, I'll just listen to it, whatever, you know. But after a while, I got it. I understood what it was trying to tell you. It's been messed with over the years, but the point is, after you go out there and you get the truth, you really get it. You really understand what these people were trying to tell you back then,
right.
And it makes sense. And I go, I finally get it. You know, when you're force-fed something, it doesn't. It's like you just spit it back out. But when you're really receptive, you start to see the aha. Uh-huh, oh, okay, now I know what they were saying.
That's what they were saying. Yeah. So, to close here, what do you think about this time? Do you think it is any different than any other time, the whole 2012 phenomena? Is there something really interesting going on here?
Well, it's what's happening. That's why when I was 9 years old, I won a public speaking award on the exponential evolution. I knew that in this lifetime, everything was going to change. After 3 million years of evolution, the only real stuff started happening in the last 2,000 years on the human evolutionary scale, and it was only in the last 200 that the big stuff started happening. The last 100, where we went from horses to internal combustion engine, it was only the last 56 years where we started flying, going into space, and mm-hmm. the computers. And if you look at that on a graph after 3 million years, in this lifetime, right now, that's going to go vertical. Mechanical, right-brained, left brain, you know, the logical structure of the way, you know, it's left brain thinking. It can only go so far, and then you have to take the next leap.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what's happening right now. The stuff that we've based our scientific logical thought on can't go that much further unless you start mixing it with the truth of it's an energy thing. That's where we get into quantum physics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happening right now is in this lifetime, and 2012 is kind of like the falling apart of the old way because it's a dinosaur. It can't continue holding its own weight anymore. So the old way is crumbling and the new way is coming in, and it's so freeing and exciting because it's like literally every burden, every debt, everything you've ever had holding you back is being taken off your shoulders. You can finally breathe, and now if you're ready to live a whole new way, you know, going through the birth canal is painful, and it's dark, and it's painful, and there's crying, but when you come out the other side, you're slapped, and you see sunlight, and you're, like, breathing. Like, now you're in, like, wow, it's fresh air and sunlight, and that's what's happening. We're going through the birth canal right now. It's kind of painful for some people, but coming out the other side, it's like, oh, I can finally breathe. I'm no longer suffocating in this tight little black thing, you know, with umbilical cord.
So you think these old structures, dysfunctional governments or whatever organizations, that they're, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but they're going to maybe just implode on themselves?
They have to change. It's actually, I just got back from Germany. They're actually starting a country within a country, and what's amazing is they're actually letting it happen. It's a establishment where they get to do whatever is right without the political, like, for example, I'm having a hard time in this country and in certain other countries selling my herbal products because
sure.
You know, healing yourself is against the AMA, the FDA, and you know, but they're starting a country where that's okay. Whatever is right, they'll let it happen, and it's happening all over the world. And right now, because of the internet, because people are able to communicate within seconds, you can't hide anything anymore. You can't put blinders on. So what's happening is the umbilical cord, like I said, the birth canal, the umbilical cord is getting cut. We're being cut off from the old way of doing the dinosaur that's holding us back, and now we're going to be free to think for ourselves. It's a little odd because we're going to be unstable for a little while because the first time you walk on legs, you're like you're going from crawling to walking. It's a little odd because you're not used to it, and it's a little scary taking the training wheels off, but that's what's happening. This is a new world, and it's so exciting if you're ready for it and to embrace it. And once you realize you'll never starve, that eating dandelions and weeds and things are, you know, you can always live off that if you have to. Once you realize that, you go, you know what? You're right. I'm never going to starve. What am I worried about? You know, and then you go through life just being a whole new person, and people say, what happened to you? You don't look worried about anything anymore. I want to be like you. And
I don't want to worry about Stuffman. How would you do that? Well, Marcus, you're very inspirational. Thanks for all your work. And it is healinganything.com.
No, heal anything.
Oh, I saw heal anything. Healanything.com. And you got some DVDs and books and some herbal things and cool stuff. So thank you, sir, for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. It was a joy having you on the show.
Same here. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, sir. Bye-bye. Healanything.com, Marcus Rothkrantz. Learning what real health is, body, mind, and spirit. He's got some cool books, Heal Yourself 101, Heal Your Face, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, he's a neat guy, huh? Yeah. Well, I suspect that you don't really have to do the desert thing as Marcus did. You could probably figure it out some other way. Yeah, just do your little spiritual exercise every day for 20 minutes or so, or do it twice a day and see where it takes you. Go inside, breathe, and maybe say Hugh, H-U. Remember the Hugh. That's a universal love song to God that anyone can do in any religion. It's a gift from God for anybody, anybody. H-U, just Hugh. Hugh, like that. It's an ancient word for God. It's a beautiful thing, regardless of what spiritual path you're on. Thanks to Sharon for taking care of us. Once again, we apologize for not having our live show on this Thursday morning, October 23, but the people that made this all work, the Live 365, they're not happening. Just not happening. So we're going to get on it right after this show and make it work for Andrew Goss in the morning. We'll see you at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Broadcasting worldwide from the beautiful hill country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.